Hi, Logan.
Hi.
All right, we can get this started. Raise your hands. Shayna?
Hey, Logan, how are you?
Good, how's it going?
Pretty good. What can you tell us about what you were able to work on during the off season? What was your biggest priority?
Probably hitting from both sides. It's hard to get ABs, especially with COVID going on. So hitting from the right side was a big factor for me this offseason.
Martin?
Hey Logan, I know down at the alternate site in San Jose, you got a chance to work with a lot of veteran guys and Bobby Crosby and all that. I wanted to ask you about working with Crosby. How is that relationship like? Just I know him being a former shortstop and a first round pick like you. What was that relationship kind of like with him?
It's been great, really. Just establishing a routine with Bobby, me, Bobby, and Nick Allen, and Robert Paulson. We established a pretty good routine at the alternate site. Things we're still doing now, a lot of bare hand stuff. Just really establishing that initial routine that we can take in years to come has been big for all of us. He's been an incredible, someone to look up to. Just someone to learn the game from that's been there in those big situations. Rookie of the year, obviously he's got a lot of things going for him. He's just a good guy to learn from, and we're excited to have him here even in spring training again and continue to progress those routines and get better and better with them.
Melissa?
Hey, Logan. You're not technically in big league camp, but you've obviously spent a lot of time over there this year. In terms of confidence, how much was being in camp last year able to put you at ease coming in this season?
Oh yeah, I mean it definitely helps just knowing a lot of the guys, putting faces to some of the names you hear or see in social media. Just having a relationship with a lot of the guys from being there last year. I guess it was about this time last year is when COVID hit, so that was tough for everyone to go home and just have to figure out what they're trying to do for and not knowing when you're coming back and all that kind of stuff. It really helps you settle in like this year. You just come in and you don't really have to worry about, meeting everybody and trying to make a first impression, which I mean you still kind of are in a sense, but it's not as pressing, I guess you'd say. It's you kind of come in like they know what you're about. They know you work hard and you got a really good work ethic. You're just trying to get better each and every day. And that's what I'm all about. So just having that already kind of established the first year definitely helps coming in and working out with the guys again this year.
John?
Yeah, thanks. I have a few for you. How did you start switch hitting?
So I started switch hitting when I was real little. Like I have videos of me hitting in the driveway from both sides of the tee, like wiffle ball and stuff like that. My dad played in the big leagues for probably
Right.
five and a half years or something like that for the Twins and the Astros. But he was a right-handed hitter who pinch hit a lot off of lefties. So he kind of saw the value in switch hitting early on and just had me switch hit ever since I was a little boy in the driveway. So I've been doing it ever since I was little. Getting equal amount of at-bats is a little different thing growing up. They're pretty much all right-handers like throwing to you. So I didn't get a ton of at-bats left-handed until I got to college, and then it really starts mixing it up. There's a lot of lefties in college baseball, but yeah, I've been doing it my whole life, so it's not anything new for me. Like the swings feel good. It's just a matter of getting the repetitions and getting the at-bats right-handed is what's so hard to find and hard to come by.
You a natural right-handed hitter as a kid?
See, I don't even know. I usually tell people both because I've literally
Yeah.
been doing it since I was like big enough to hold a baseball bat. So I really don't know how to answer that. I feel
Yeah.
probably more natural left-handed, but I've
Okay.
gotten probably way like a ton more at bats from the left side than from the right side. And it kind of people ask me like which side I feel more comfortable from, and honestly, it'll rotate. Like if I face three lefties in a row, like. If the weekend rotation or something is three lefties, like I'm feeling pretty good from the right side. Like that week preparation leading up to that, I'm hitting a lot more right-handed just because I know who's starting and stuff like that. But just standing in the box and getting kind of 10, 15 at bats under your belt really makes you more comfortable from that side. So it kind of just flip-flops.
Do you find you can be hot on one side but in a funk on the other?
Absolutely, no doubt about it. And it's not always the same either. Like I'm not always gonna be hot from the left side and a funk from the right. Like you can definitely switch it around, just kind of depending on where you're getting those at bats from.
So you know now everybody shifts lefties, and as a lefty, you find yourself hitting into a shift a lot, I imagine. I mean, I remember Jed Lowry telling me this years ago that sometimes it could be a disadvantage to be a switch hitter because left-handed, you're hitting into all these defenders. And I mean, does a shift ever offset the advantage of being a switch hitter?
Maybe a little bit. I mean, we work on trying to hit, like, stay out of the shift and hit balls the other way on the ground. I read some stuff they're going to try to work on it in the minor leagues this year, like working on shifts and putting certain restrictions on where people can go and stuff like that. So that should be interesting to see. But obviously they're not going to shift. If they shift you right-handed, like, they can only go so far because it's that much away from first base. But I guess in a sense, it's a little bit more difficult to hit from the left side. I mean, I guess it's with talking about Jed Lowry and barrel control and stuff like that, you shouldn't have too much of a problem. He's one of the, you know, best I've ever seen at, you know, taking pitches and getting what he wants and hitting it where he wants to hit it. So, but yeah, just, a, I mean, I guess it's a little bit of a disadvantage.
Maybe one last thing on switch hitting. Do you ever emulate a switch hitting, especially a switch hitting shortstop? I'm thinking Lindor, somebody like that.
I kind of take my swings separate in that regard. Like, I don't really try to emulate anyone, any specific switch hitter, but more so, like, I would kind of split them up and try to emulate, you know, a left-handed Corey Seager or someone like that, or, like, take my right-handed, try to do an Arenado or Mike Trout, someone like that. I don't really think they're close enough, or at least I don't feel like they're close enough when I'm swinging to emulate one specific, like, switch hitter. I don't know if that – Jed Lowry's swing is pretty similar from both sides. They're almost identical. Sure. Which is very impressive because as a switch hitter myself, that's pretty hard to do. It's just the feeling in your mind trying to switch things around is definitely difficult. But yeah, I would just say I kind of separate them in two different people, so to speak.
Yeah. Hey, Melvin said you're bigger and stronger. What is your weight? What's the difference between when you're drafted?
When I was drafted, I was about 190, 195, like maybe that short season. And now I'm about 210 right now. So. Put on a decent amount of weight. So,
well, thanks for that.
Yeah.
Martin.
Hey, Logan. Some of the guys at the alt site said you kind of worked on refining your swing a little bit there. Can you talk about just what kind of adjustments you were able to make at that down there?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a continuous cycle. So, I mean, what I was working on then and what I'm working on now is probably a little different. But some of the things I've been working on is kind of not drifting to the ball, and it kind of creates, I mean, we're on video, so it's kind of hard for me to explain it without showing someone. I'm gonna do the best I can, but kind of not drifting and sinking to the ball, like kind of this way, and staying back and strong on my backside and allowing the barrel to deliver instead of kind of trying to go get it in a sense. So just keeping good posture, I guess is the best way to put it. Keeping good posture and letting my leverage and, you know, longer length, limbs and stuff just do the damage.
Shayna?
You said you were working on your switch hitting in the off season. If it's something that you kind of go hot and cold on, how do you work on that? What are some things that you try to do?
Probably the biggest asset is the machine for me. Just because it's hard to find people in the off season that want to throw. First of all, they're also pro guys that are trying to take a break from throwing, right? So they're not really amping things up until it's about time to go to spring training. So it's hard to find live AB situations. Some of the Clemson guys are able to throw, but I usually don't get to face them like live in a sense. So I think the machine is the best asset for trying to replicate what a live AB would look like. So just taking a lot off of the machine from both sides of the plate, it was big for me this offseason. Now I'm trying to kind of get away a little bit from the machine because sometimes it can make you jumpy. Just trying to go get the ball. It's just kind of one of those things I've been working on staying away from. But like I said, it's kind of a big cycle. Like you start working on one thing and it leads to another, and then you got to go back to what you're working on before. So just trying to shorten that cycle and not have too many things going on is just getting back to things before they kind of come back around.
You said you were working with guys from Clemson. Who do you work with in particular when, during the offseason?
So I work with my dad. So like I said, he played in the big leagues, and he's a really good hitting instructor. So I work with him on a daily basis. And one of the guys too, Carson Spires, he was a pitcher in my class. I roomed with him for several years, but he's actually with the Reds now. He'll be here in a few weeks, I guess, from minor league camp. But he was able to throw some to me kind of a simulated live. But I feel like it does really good to, in order to see arm action, because the machine can only take you so far. It's not really the same timing mechanism. You can't really see off-speed pitches and stuff like that. So just anything I could get, I was very thankful for. He was able to kind of throw some to me several times a week right before we left and came here. So that was really good to see that live arm and start some sort of timing mechanism before you get here.
Melissa?
I have two quick questions. One, have you had a chance to use that Oculus for the virtual reality at bats yet?
That's pretty neat. That's funny. I should have, I didn't even think about bringing that up, but I've actually been wanting to get in there right-handed specifically and facing some of the lefties just to get, you know, get kind of that view from the right side of the plate. That's a really good asset. I mean, I'm glad you brought that up too, because I've been in there for one time and I'd like to make it more of a daily routine for me. I know some of the major league guys were using it, and I think they liked it, especially in like whoever starting that day. I think it gives you an advantage. I mean, it's kind of like one of those things where third time through the order in a game, like they have to take pitchers out because we've seen them so many times. Like we know what their stuff does. I mean, are the graphics the same as real life? No, but they're about as close as you can get for now. I don't know what the future looks like as far as virtual reality goes, but it was pretty neat doing it. I was very surprised at like how cool it was. I mean, just to see where his arm angle is and what his pitches do. And really, you can go further than that and even check out, you know, where the strike zone was and like, is that where you thought it was? I don't know. I think we have the bat set up now where you can actually swing, but I haven't tried that one yet. So that should be interesting to see what that swing path looks like and, you know, how close you were to the ball and stuff like that. So, yeah, interesting and pretty neat asset to use and take advantage of here in spring training.
Yeah, very cool. And you mentioned the minor league rule changes. I don't know how much you looked at like the adjustments for base stealing, but like AAA might have bigger bases and the reduction in pickoff moves. But you, obviously speed's a big part of your game as well. Is that something that you would look forward to kind of being able to dive into more?
Yeah, that's very interesting that they're doing that. I don't know the exact specifications. I think it's like an extra 3 inches on each side or something. But, you know, a lot of those plays are bang-bang plays at second base or even – I think they're doing stuff with pickoff moves too, which drastically increases your success of stealing a base when they're limited on how many pickoffs they can make and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it will be interesting to see how that goes this year and, you know, what it does for the stolen base department, as well as swinging bunts or base hit bunts. And if they're going to shift defenses and stuff like that, it's definitely going to give you an advantage if you're several inches closer to first base. So we'll see what that does.
What is it like when you're turning a double play, a bigger base, do you think it'll be safer for you too, to have more base to push off of?
I would like to think so. I mean, base running, if you do it the right way, it's pretty much safe. I mean, if you step on top of the bag, stuff like that, you can get in trouble hurting ankles. You see it every year. But that very well may make it safer. You're right about that. But it may be easier to make a turn on a base that's, I don't know how many, like 3 inches on each side of the bag wider. So we'll see if that helps in that department too.
Thanks.
Yep. Martin.
Hey, Logan, you've gotten a pretty good chance to play in some games this spring, and you played some last year as well. What is kind of your goal just for this spring in particular, getting that chance to perform in front of, you know, the big league staff? And what do you kind of just hope to take away heading into this season for you in the minors?
Well, it always comes back to the experience, right? So you're trying to learn, you're trying to get better every day. You're always working in the cages on the glove work routines and stuff beforehand, BP, all that. You're always working. When it comes time to game, it's just a matter of really performing between the lines. Like you gotta, at some point, it doesn't matter how good you are in BP, how good you are in the draft and all that stuff, how much hype you have. You have to do it between the lines. That's what it comes down to. So, I mean, just this spring, it's been great to have opportunities to get in there and play and just to get the experience. It really feels like it's been a super long time since we've been on the field. It's almost like it's not really coming natural until like you start getting back out there. Like the first time I was out at short, I was like, dang, I haven't been out here in so long. I was like playing situations through my head. And I was like, I kind of forget like where, who goes where. So it kind of, it's good to get back out there and let the game come to you and let it be more natural. Just getting that experience again this year has been great, and I'm excited to, you know, take it into wherever this goes and then into the season wherever I go for that. But just getting the at-bats in and eventually working my way up. So I'm excited.
Shayna.
You've gotten a few big hits in your last few at-bats. How are you feeling confidence-wise this year compared to last year at the plate?
I feel good. I mean, I think it's more of how many at-bats you're getting at the time. Like right now, I mean, when you get two in a game, it kind of helps. Like your second one, like you feel a little bit more comfortable, right? Because like, again, you haven't seen at-bats since pretty much, I mean, competitively since last spring. Like we had the alternate site and stuff where you're playing three innings a day, and it's, sometimes it can be competitive, sometimes it can't. So just to play someone against in a different uniform, it's definitely nice. But I don't know. I'm just excited for the opportunity to get back out in the field. It feels really good to get back out there.
All right. Thank you, Logan.
All right. Yeah.
Thanks, Logan.